We're at the Apex 2012 Expo in Las Vegas, and I'm on the show floor with David Lang of Independent Vehicle Service in Albuquerque, New Mexico, an independent repair garage. David, has anything caught your attention at the show today?
At the show today, the thing that I've been looking at mostly has been the newest scan tools available, and there's just some really amazing stuff out there. The coverage is spectacular on some of these scan tools, and you know, we're almost finding OE abilities to code and download. It's really been exciting to me. And also the personal connects that I've made. One of the people that I've been buying remanufactured control units for Volvos from for years was here, and we got to meet for the first time and exchange some really personal information and make that face-to-face contact that really cements any kind of business relationship.
Okay. Do you think you might be buying a new scan tool soon?
I've committed to spending $12,000 today so far. So.
Okay. And how did you decide which scan tool to buy?
Primarily by talking to vendors that sell multiple scan tools. The connections here are really good, and many of the people will give really honest information on what the tools are capable of, and just by explaining my needs, they direct me toward the stuff that I really need to fix the cars we're working on.
Okay. Do you currently have all the tools you think you need so that you don't have to send any job out to somebody else?
We don't send jobs elsewhere. The tools I'm looking for are primarily so that we can do the same with more manufacturers' products, more lines than we cover now. We always want to be prepared at a level that we don't send anything away, whether it's keys or programming modules or coding any part of the cars.
Okay. Have you gone to any of the seminars here?
I went to trainings, not so much the seminars, but AVI does 2 days of training before the expo begins, and I always do those trainings. They've always been excellent.
Okay. How's business for you these days?
Our business, let's see, this last September was the largest month, grossing month that we've ever had. And even in the economic decline, we're seeing ourselves climb out and grow. So I'm excited about the future. I'm not frightened by it at all.
And what do you attribute that success?
I think that the success is primarily attributable to our reputation and our ability to fix vehicles and satisfy our customers.
Okay. David, thank you.